This is KUT. Believe it or not, Texas is not among a short list of states that prohibits fetal tissue research. Advocates and researchers say that's a good thing because Texas is among a list of states that would be affected if Zika makes its way into the United States mosquito population. KUT's Ashley Lopez explains.
Some of you might remember the release of some controversial videos last year that purported to show Planned Parenthood officials selling fetal tissue. The videos were discredited, but they put the issue of fetal tissue back into the national spotlight. So about a month ago, Congress held a hearing about it.
The Select Investigative Panel will come to order.
That's Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee.
Last summer's videos revealed that something very troubling is going on related to fetal tissue and research. There is something going on and something that deserves investigating, and it demands our best moral and ethical thinking.
But the discussion that day turned away from politics to an important public health issue, the battle to prevent and understand Zika. Zika is a mosquito-borne illness currently plaguing South America, with pregnant women and their babies being the most vulnerable to the virus. University of Wisconsin law professor Altacharo told members of the panel this is a moment where fetal tissue could potentially save lives.
Right now, we are struggling to understand exactly how the Zika virus operates, how it is that it can be transmitted through the placenta to the fetus, how it is that it can affect fetal development at different stages of gestation, and how we can understand what kinds of outcomes it will have.
And because Texas only prohibits the selling or purchasing of human tissue, labs in Texas have already begun the fight against Zika. Dr. Patrick Ramsey is a maternal fetal medicine specialist at UT San Antonio.
There are a number of places in Houston, UTMB in Galveston, has a large arbovirus laboratory that they're gearing up to develop a vaccine for Zika.
And Ramsey explains that even though little is known about Zika, researchers know that it really harms fetal brain development. So he says the tissue is really essential to the process of figuring out why.
I think it's really important that we're doing research actively both for prevention of Zika to get into the mosquito population in Texas, as well as evaluating ways to test for Zika, and then to get to the basic science end of it of how does this virus actually affect the fetal brain tissue.
According to the CDC, there have been more than 300 travel-associated Zika cases in the U.S., and no cases acquired from the local mosquito population. However, state officials have been gearing up in Texas for mosquito season in case the local population becomes infected. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.